Perek Zayin. Hold the Rishus Kolodim Nesun Lo Kemosha Ve'arno. In Perek Hey, the Rambam is actually in referring back. He's quoting verbatim the opening phrase from Perek Hey. Rishus in this context that doesn't mean permission. It means the capacity, the ability, the wherewithal, similar to the usage of Rishus in the when it says in Avos have zehirim by Rishus. So there Rishus means the authorities, the governmental authorities. So Rishus has the sense of power. So hence in this capacity, in this context, it means capacity, wherewithal. So since Rishus Kol Adam Nesun Lo, a person has the autonomy to chart his own course in life, Kemo Shebe'arnu, Yishtadel Ha'adam, Yishtadel in modern Hebrew just has the sense of to try, but in the rabbinic Hebrew it means to exert oneself. Yishtadel Ha'adam, a person should exert himself, Lasos Tshuva, Vilin or kapav mechatov, literally to the imagery is if you sort of have some grime or something on the hands, you have mud on your hands, so you're shaking your hands to clean them, to cleanse them from the mud. Kadesha yomus vuhu bal tshuva kadesha yiska l'chay olam haba. There's so much compressed into this one halacha. Let's try to unpack at least the sum of it. As was Hashem, we never. The double phrase lasos tshuva v'lino kapav mechatov is parallel to what we saw and kimdumani that we discussed back in Parak Aleph, right? There too. So the Rambam has the double food phrase of Shiyasa Tshuva V'yoshu Mechato. And we understood it then that the Yoshu Mechato refers to Tshuva the way we think of it in its conventional sense, which is targets a particular chait or particular chator. The person was guilty of chait A, B, or C, and the tshuva focuses specifically, directly on each of those chatoim. And the yasa tshuva, here lasos tshuva, means more broadly the general orientation that a person has in life, the sense of direction that he has in life. And you're talking that that's the double lashon here as well. Why does the Rambam here describe or define the chi of tshuva or the impetus to tshuva? Kadesha Yomus Vuhu Bal Tshuva and Kadesha Yiska L'chay Olam Haba. I mean, there's a mitzvah tshuva, there's a chiyuv tshuva, right? In Perek Hey, we saw, I think, that the Rambam says, Kevin Shekenhu, towards the end of Halacha Beis, Kevin Shekenhu, that a person committed whatever averus he did from his own free will. Again, a person has autonomy. Nimtza zeh achotehu hifzit atzma, l'fichach ro'i lo, livko silikoni al masha osa l'nafsha u'gumala ro'a. A person doesn't have to invoke the inevitability of Misa Rachmana Litzlan, to explain that there's a chiyuv tshuva. So why is the Rambam sort of here anchoring the doing of tshuva in Kadesh Yomus, v'hu ba'al tshuva Kadesh Yiska l'chayolim haba? The question is magnified in light of the fact, if you jump ahead to, I guess, really maybe halacha dalet, but let's see halacha vav. Gedola tshuva shemekarevetz es ha'adam l'shchina, shenema shuva Yisrael ad Hashem lokecha, v'nema lo shavtem odai nu'um Hashem, v'nema m'toshuv Yisrael nu'um Hashem elai toshuv, kol m'tachsov, So the Mefarshei Rambam already pointed out that the Rambam talks about Emesh, right? Emesh means not just yesterday, but last night. Lavan says to Yaakov, Emesh, that your God spoke to me. Emesh means last night. That the revolution of tshuva, the transformation of tshuva, can literally happen overnight. The Rav Zichron Levracha added to that also a remarkable diuk in the Rambam, that the Rambam refers to the person before tshuva as zeh, and after tshuva he refers to him as who. Zeh is something which is it's you'd use for an inanimate, you'd use for something not a person. Emesh, he was a zeh, hayom, who ov, nachmad, karvi yedit, halacha zayin, kama mu'ula mailas ha-tshuva, emesh, the same diyukim, hoyo zeh, muvdal me Hashem elokei Yisrael, shenama avanoseichem hoyo mavdilim, beinechem levein elokeichem, Tzoek ben Ranano, shenama gam ki sarbus filan eni shomei, va'osem mitzvos, v'torfin osem b'fonav,
He was
moved on me Hashem Elokei Yisrael, and now his mamash mudbak v'shchina. And what if there were avonos chamuros? What if there were los aseis and Yom Kippur hasn't come yet? So the Rav says in one of the drushes that summarized in Al HaTshuva that he thinks that the Shita Sarambam is that the chiluke kapara only applied to tshuva meyira. And in this parak, the Rambam is talking about tshuva me'ava. And tshuva me'ava, there's no chiluke kapara. Tshuva me'ava, it's emesh and it's hayom. Hayom u'mudvek v'shchina, regardless of what the averos were in the past. So all of that only magnifies our earlier question of why is the Rambam anchoring tshuva in the Kadesha Yomus Vubal Tshuva, Kadesha Yiska Vachayolam Haba. And I'm talking about a Tshuva Me'ava here. It's not a Tshuva Me'yira where the person is doing Tshuva out of his Yira Sa'onesh. This parak, the Rambam is into Halacha Aleph, is introducing. Again, the Rambam never actually uses the phrase, the term, but the Rav says that's what he's describing here. But this parak is devoted, to tshuva me'ahava, which only magnifies our earlier question. Let's leave that question aside for a moment. After one finishes Perek Zayin in Hilchos Tshuva, so then the Rambam is basically finished talking about tshuva. Perek Ches is about Olam Haba. Perek Tes is about the meaning of the brachos uklolos in the Torah and Yemosha Mashiach. And Perek Yud is about what it means to be Oved Hashem Me'ava. So how do these belong in Hilchos Tshuva? How do these belong in Hilchos Tshuva? What's the natural... I mean, obviously the connection has to run deeper than, well, you know, you do tshuva, you get all the mahavah, so once we're on the topic, you know, the story about this itinerant darshan. So he goes from town to town and he darshans. And, you know, every Shabbos he tries to, go to a different town and darshan. The problem is he only has one drasha, in Parshas Korach. Okay, so one Shabbos a year is all set. What do you do every other Shabbos of the year? So he goes up every time, goes up to the podium, he shuffles his notes, and then, as it were, drops them accidentally, and then says, "Oi, this is gefallen, punkti korf hadasa. My notes fell down just like korf hadasa. Once one on the top of korf hadasa." So then he goes and he darshans every week, so then he darshans. He darshans by korf hadasa. So, I don't know, it's a little bit tenuous here to say that's the Rambam's. And once we're talking about Olam Haba, we're talking about Musa Mashiach. Musa Mashiach positions us to get into Olam Haba. I'm blanking on the name of the sefer. What's the Slalim of Rebbe's sefer called? Nesivah Shalom. So Nesivah Shalom, thank you. Nesivah Shalom says as follows. What's reflected here in the culmination of Hilchos Tshuva with Olam Haba, Yimas HaMashiach, Avodah Me'ava, is that, of course, it's true that from one, call it a narrow perspective, Tshuva is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of lulav, there's a mitzvah of sukkah, there's a mitzvah of matzah, there's a mitzvah of tshuva, mitzvah of vidui, tshuva, whatever the relationship between the two is. And Enochanami, if one just thinks of tshuva on that level, then the link to the last three prakim is tenuous at best. But if one understands ultimately what the mitzvah, what the musag of tshuva is, tshuva ultimately, as the Rambam in this parak is describing, ultimately what tshuva is about is mekareves es adam l'shchina. Hayom hu mudbak b'shchina. Tshuva is a return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, yes, of course it's a mitzvah, but above and beyond that, ultimately what that mitzvah is and what the content and therefore an essence of tshuva is that a person returns, that he's karov, that he's mudbak b'shchina. That's what the mitzias of Olam Haba is. That's what the desire for Yemos HaMashiach is. In Perek Tes, the Rambam is going to tell us, "Mibnei zeh, hisavu kol Yisrael neviyim v'chachamim yimos melech haMashiach, haMelech haMashiach, kedei sheyanuchu mimalchus harashoa she'enem anachus lehen Yisrael, lasa v'dov mitzvus gehogen, v'yimsu lehen ma'agor, v'yirvu b'chochma, t'avodas Hashem." And that's what the Rambam concludes, Hilchos Tshuva. He concludes with Avodah Me'ava because L'maisa, that is that's the goal of tshuva. That's what tshuva, the target, the ultimate goal of tshuva is to bring us to that madrega. And that's what the Rambam says, that holy rishus kol adam nesunalo yishtado adam lasos tshuva lino kapli mechatov kidei sheyomis v'val tshuva kidei sheyiskel v'chai olam haba. But we need to add one other yisod here. In the beginning of, I think, maybe we've mentioned this previously, in the beginning of Perek Yud, if you take a look at Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam says that Al Yoma Odom Hareini Osa Mitzvos HaTorah VeOsek BeChokhmosa Kedei SheAkabel HaBrachos HaKtuvos BaTorah O Kedei SheEzkeh L'Chai Olam Haba VeEfrosh Min HaAveru SheHesiru Torah Mehen Kedei SheEnotzo Min HaKlolos HaKtuvos BaTorah O Kedei SheLo Ekoris MeChai Olam Haba Ein roi lavadis Hashem al derech zeh. Sha oved al derech zeh, hu oved meyira ve'enu malas anuvim lo malas achachamim. So the Rambam says to be motivated by chayil mon haba is avodu meyira. It's not the ultimate. It's a very necessary stage in hoping to ever attain and aspire to the ultimate, but it's not the ultimate. And yet, on the same page here, at least in the Frankel edition, in the very previous halacha, Perek Tes, halacha beis, the Rambam attributes to the same Nevi'im, the same Chachamim, of whom he speaks in Perek Yud halacha aleph, mitnei zeh, because of the utopian conditions in Yemos HaMashiach, mitnei zeh, hisavu kol yisrael nevi'im v'chachameihem, Yemos HaMelech HaMashiach Kedei sheyanuchu mimalchus harasha shen hamanachas hem leYisrael lasek b'Torah mitzvos kehogen v'yimtzu lehen ma'agor v'yirvu v'chochma kedei sheyisku l'chayel haba. So the same Nevi and the same Chachamim of whom the Rambam says their avodah is characterized by avodah me'ahava, it's not purely avodah me'yira. And that's why they wouldn't be motivated just by Kadesha Ezke L'chai Olam Haba or Kedei Rachman L'Tzlan Shlo Ekoris V'chai Olam Haba. So these very same Nevi'im Chachamim, the Rambam depicts in the previous halacha, that they desire Yemos HaMashiach because to be Oved Hashem in such utopian conditions positions them to have a greater chelek in Chayei Olam Haba. So the pshat clearly is, I think that the Rav has this in a footnote in Likashta Misham as well, the pshat clearly is that a person can long for Chayei Olam Haba in either of two very different senses. A person can long for Chayei Olam Haba because Chayei Olam Haba is personal immortality. The most basic instinct, as long as a person is emotionally, mentally sound, in good health, the most strongest instinct every one of us has is the instinct to live. No one wants to die. The strongest instinct we have is to live. But b'sofo shel davar, death is inevitable. So then that instinct translates into a desire for personal immortality. And that's one level on which a person can yearn for Chayei Olam Haba. And that's what the Rambam is talking about in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, because ultimately it's for self-interest. That's ultimately when I'm motivated by responding to that powerful instinct. At the end of the day, it's out of self-interest. But a person can desire Chayei Olam Haba for another reason. If you take a look in Perek Ches, Halacha Beis. So the Rambam, Lishitaso, explains that Chayei Olam Haba is only nefashos. There are no bodies in Chayei Olam Haba. It's a disembodied existence. So what does it mean when Chazal say that tzaddikim yoshvim v'atrosem b'rashayhem v'nenem izim v'ashchina? What does it mean that the tzaddikim are sitting? What does it mean that they have crowns on their heads? If there are no gufim in Olam Haba, so the Rambam says it's a moshal. V'zeh she'amu tzaddikim yoshvim al derech achida. Kloman nafshas atzadikim mitzuyim sham below omo below yega. What does it signify when a person is sitting as opposed to standing? So when a person is sitting, so he's comfortable, right? There's no exertion in sitting. If a person is standing, walking, running, so then there's exertion. Mashen kain, it's chay olam haba, is a life in which there's no exertion. So that's what it means, tzadikim yoshvim. What does it mean, atroseim b'roshehim, that their crowns, their wreaths, are on their heads? What the crowns, what the wreaths represent, is the Das Hashem, is the Yedias Hashem, which catapulted them, which brought them to the Chayelam Haba. Umahu Zesha Amu V'nenin Mizev Hashchina. What does it mean that they enjoy the radiance of the Shechina? What does that mean? Again, obviously it doesn't mean any kind of physical enjoyment. So what's the mashal to sort of sitting in the sun and being warmed by the rays of the sun? The Rambam says that kol zman, even the Rambam, even Rabbi Akiva, even Moshe Rabbeinu, kol zman that they're in Olam Hazeh, where their existence is a hybrid existence of guf v'nefesh. The nefesh is partnering with, is associated with the guf, so that places a certain cap. It imposes a certain ceiling on the Yediyas Hashem, which it's possible to have. Even for Moshe Rabbeinu, Rambam said that in Perek Aleph of Yisrael Torah, even Moshe Rabbeinu, that there were things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you can't attain, kilo yirani or adam v'choy, v'choy means while alive. So that means that Olam Haba represents the possibility of Yediyas Hashem, in a sense that is impossible, that is unattainable in Olam Hazeh. Avas Hashem means to desire Yediyas Hashem, the Rambam in Perek Beis, of Yisrael HaTorah Alucha Beis. V'heichi adarach la'avosu v'yirosu, v'shor she'izbon hin ha'odna b'masa v'buach ha'niflam ha'gdolim, v'yirah mehem chochmosu she'en la'erach v'loket, miyad hu oiv v'mshabarach u'mefora mis'avet tay v'gdolu leida Hashem ha'godol baruch hu. Leida Hashem ha'godol k'mosha omer David, tzoma nafshi le'elukim l'kel choy. So Avas Hashem means that a person is so intoxicated, so captivated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants more and more Yediyas Hashem. So that very pure desire also translates into a desire for Chayei Olam Haba. That's obviously a very different sense of being focused on Chayei Olam Haba than the one we previously described of where the individual is concerned with his personal immortality. And that's what the Rambam is talking about in Perek Tes Halacha Beis, when he says, "Mepnei zeh hisavu kol Yisrael nivi'eim v'chachameihem yimos hamelech ha-mashiach," skipping, "kidei sheyizku l'chai olam haba," chai olam haba, again, not as the address of personal immortality, but as the address for that masigin, yodim u'masigin me'amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'ashen en yodim v'hein beguf ha'ofel v'hashofel. And l'chare, that's what our Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph is referring to. Ein hachanami, this is the parak of Tshuva Me'ava. If it's the parak of Tshuva Me'ava, so why is the Rambam anchoring Tshuva in Kadesh Yomus? Why is he, and in Kadesh Yiska L'chai Olam Haba, because the Rambam Taki is talking about Tshuva Me'ava. And the Tshuva Me'ava is that a person is motivated to do Tshuva in Olam Hazeh so that he'll be positioned for Yediyas Hashem on a level and to a degree which is impossible, which is unattainable in Olam Hazeh. Aloha Beis. La Olam Yer Adam is Atzma Ki Ilu Hu Nota Lomos. Veshama Yom is Beshaita. Venimtza Omei Bechatov. Lefichach Yoshu Mechatov Miyad. Vlo Yomak Sheazkin Oshud. Shama Yomos Kodim Sheyazkin. Who Shashlomo Omer, Bechof Maso, Bechol Eis Yuvagadach Levonim, Veshaman Aloshcha Al Yachsa. So the moshal of Bigodach Levonim, that a person's clothing, that his garments are white and pristine, represents that he's free of chait in Olam Hazeh, right? And that's the nevuah of the where's the Zechariah of Hasiru Habigodim Hatzoim. When a person is in Olam Hazeh salid by chait, so then the begodim are depicted as begodim tzoim, as soiled garments. The meaning of this imagery is the following. Again, it's referring to when a person is living in Olam Hazeh. I think that the Chafetz Chaim quotes in the introduction to Chafetz Chaim from Reb Chaim Vital in the Shari Kedusha that a person's body is basically a levush, is like clothing, garments for his neshama. Then he goes on to say that you know, the same way, let's say, in literal clothing. So a person buys clothing that fits him. You know, if he buys clothing, so you have to measure, you know, the shoulders, and you have to measure the waist, and you have to measure the length of the legs, that the clothing obviously is going to reflect the person's dimensions, the person's body. So too, the body as a levush for the nefesh, the same way that a ramach evarim and shasag yidim, in a physical sense, there's some analog to that in a spiritual sense. And that's how, the same way a person's suit size reflects his height, etc. So the suit is the analog, is the moshul to the body. So too, the body reflects what it is clothing, the nefesh and the shama, and that's the significance, the significance of Ramach Mitzvah's essay and Shasai Mitzvah's Los essay is not to the Evarim and Gidim of the Guf. Really, it's to the Evarim and Gidim of the neshama, that it's through Torah Mitzvah that a person perfects the neshama. Al Kolponim, Chaim Vital talks about this idea that the body is not the person himself, but it is a levush for the person. And it says, you see this in halacha also. You see it in halacha. It's not just a very beautiful, profound, and yisodistic idea in machshava. You must see it in halacha. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, minayin leroes chaveiro tovea benohor, how do you know shechai v'hatzilo? How do you know that a person can't just stand apathetically by? The Gemara says there's actually two psukim. It explains why you need two psukim. One is the lo saseh lo samar adam reyecha, but there's also an essay of a hashevoselo, meaning the pasuk of hashavas aveda. So what's the hashavas aveda? So Rashi explains the hashavas aveda is hashavas gufo lo. You're returning, you're restoring the body to the person. So it's quite clear that there's the body l'chud and the person l'chud. When the person is drowning, so it's hashavas aveda. Rashi says you're returning to the person his body, meaning the person is not the body. That's this idea of a Chaim Vital. No, the body is the clothing. Is the So all that lechare is also implicit in the fact that Shlomo HaMelech uses the moshel of Chai Olam Hazeh of Begadim, because Chai Olam Hazeh means when we exist with when we have this bodily existence, which is nimshal to Begadim. Again, a similar question to that which we had in Halacha Aleph, Tshuva is a mitzvah. Why does the Rambam need to tell us that we need to do tshuva promptly and not to procrastinate, because Shema Yomos, maybe the actuarial tables are not gonna hold true. Shema Yomos Kadam Sheyaska. So A, what do we need that perspective for? As we discussed in the first parakim, either way, there's a deadline of Yom Kippurim for doing tshuva. And B, it doesn't seem to conform to what we assume in halacha elsewhere. We don't take seriously the chashash that a person is going to die the lo ito. A kohen goes l'mdina sayon. So there obviously can't be any, in pre-modern times, there can't be any regular contact with him. So his wife, who's a Yisraelis, but as an Eishes Kohen, is allowed to eat Truma. So she continues to eat Truma. We don't say, well, you never know. You never know what happened. And no. He has a cheskas chayim, and there's no reason to wonder about that. But there is one case where she's taken not allowed to eat truma. Not the case where he goes on Dina Sayon, but let's say he gives her a get and says, this is hareze gitech, and the get should be chal, shah achas kodim shomos. Whatever, he doesn't want her to be, they have no children, doesn't want her to be skukal yadim, well, whatever the cheshvan is. He gives such a get. So then the din is that she's asura to eat truma already now. Why? What's the difference between those two cases? Because if you look at each day on its own, he's b'mdina sayon. He's on the other side of the ocean. Do we have to be choshesh that he died? Of course not. He's a young person. Why should we be choshesh that he died? But that's if you're looking at each day. But let's say you have to look at his whole life in the sense that, because he said that this get should be chal a minute before I die. So you can't isolate one day. You have to look at the whole life. You have to look at the whole life. So then Allah says, you never know when a person's going to die. The Rambam L'chari over here, the Pshat is as follows. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam's about to expand the scope of tshuva. Al toma she'ena tshuva ela me'averu she'yesh behan ma'ise kegon znus v'gezel g'neva. Ella, excuse me. Kishem shetzorach adam loshem me'elu, kach utzorach v'chavos b'dei osvar she'yesh lo v'loshem me'hem. Person has to do tshuva not only for actions. Person has to do tshuva for midos raos, again, which the Rambam calls deos. And the Rambam says, what's more, elu avonos koshen me'osem she'yesh b'han ma'isa. Shebizman she'odem nishka ve'elu koshehu lifosh. To cease and desist from certain actions, relatively speaking, is much easier than to change a midah. Now, it is true that a person can have such a life-changing experience that he does that overnight. Again, ayin lekamon, halachavav and zayin emesh and hayom. But al pirov, This type of tshuva takes a long time. To change a midah takes a long time. And yitachem that in din, a person is not held to the deadline of Yom Kippurim for tikkun hamidos. It's a lifetime project. The Gaon says, it's quoted in Evan Shlema from the Gaon, I think it must be from somewhere in the Bio Hagua Mishnah, that a person comes to this world for tikkun hamidos. A person comes to this world for tikkun hamidos, so it's not one of these, generally speaking, it's not going to be a quick fix. You know, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us 70, 80, halavai, more years to do it, to accomplish it. So over here, we're talking about a lifetime project. Oh, so here, Hava Amina, listen, I'm 15 years old, I'm 20, I'm 25 years old. Okay, I have 45 years in front of me. I don't need to be fast-tracking this tshuva. It can wait. I have more time-sensitive things on my agenda at the moment. So that's what the Rambam says, that hayos, but it is a lifetime project. So it's analogous to the din of hareza gitech shah achas kodem misasi. You have to look at a person's whole lifetime, so then mehechateisei. Is there a chashash that he'll die today? You wouldn't have thought so, but meidach gisa, at some point the person has to die, and you can't say when that's going to be. So the chashash is shema yomus b'shaita. So that's why the Rambam here anchors the chi of tshuva in this perspective of shema yomus b'shaita, because here he's talking about a tshuva which is kasha lifash, a tshuva which is, generally speaking, again, occasionally there are exceptions, there are lightning bolts, but generally speaking, it's a long process.
Isn't he also speaking about like specific hatan here though also? Gerby said like lunar kapu mikat, right? Lunar kapu mikatov was potentially like the double lashon.
Yeah, but the point is that he's also talking about the lifetime, which is why he needs this perspective.
But
he doesn't have to be talking exclusively about it for this to be the pshat.
Doesn't it sound like he needs perspective also for?
Well, I don't know. Well, maybe Lena Kaplan Mechatar. Maybe you're right. Maybe we need to go back and revise that Havana. Maybe.
Is this Rambam more speaking about Tshuva Meira, or is he still speaking about Tshuva Mahava?
Again, he hasn't really tipped his, in Halacha Gimel itself, you don't know. I mean, either way, it's true. In Halacha Gimel is true either way. It's what he says in Halacha Aleph, what he says in Halacha Zvav and Zayin, where there are traces of the Tshuva Me'av. Gimel could be, if you just take Gimel sort of isolated, it could be either. Just don't think that the Chi of Tshuva is only for actions, be it commission, omission, it's also for Fideos Rose. Halachi Gimel. Al Toma, She'ena Tshuva Ela Me'aver She'yesh Behen Maisa, Kegon, Znus, V'gezel, Gneva. K'shem She'tzarech Odom, Lo Shuv Me'elu, כך הוא צריך לחפוס בדי הסבר שיש לו ולא שווהן. מן הכעס, מן העבר, מן הכינו, מן התחוס, מן ההיטו, מן רדיפוס המומן והכבל, מן רדיפוס המאכול, סמיקה יוצא בהן. מן הכל צריך לחזור בתשובה. ואלו האבונוס קושם מאוסן שיש בהן מייסה, שבזמן שעודם נשקע באלו, קושם הוא לפרש. וכן הוא עומר יעזו ראש ודרכו, V'ish oven machshav osaf. So the Rambam seems to there are several instances where within Mishnah Torah itself where the Rambam interprets psukim in two different ways on two different levels, and it's clear that these are not instances of contradiction, but rather The Rambam is saying, well, a pasuk can and does have multiple meanings. So if you go back to, how is the Rambam teaching based on our halacha here? So how is the Rambam learning pshat in Yazav Rasha Darko Vishav and Machshav Elsa? Darko refers to the way the Rambam spoke in Hilchos Deos, that the deos of a person are drachim. Mitzuvin onu lalachas bedrachim elu habeninim. So clearly it's here, the Rambam's being medayek. Darko means, I'm not talking about specific maisim as much as I'm talking about something more general. I'm talking about deos. That's l'chora how he's interpreting the significance of Darko. And Yishavad Machshavosev again, because the Deus Ros are things which are internal, independent of how or whether they manifest themselves. If a person never manifests kina, but he feels kina, that's also something that a person should be looking to be misaking. That's how we interpret the pasuk here. If you go back to Perek Beis, halacha Beis, Beis. Umayi atshuva hishi yazov hachotei cheto. V'yisirenu mimachshavto v'yigma b'liva shelo yaseihu od shenama yazav rosho darko v'yishavin machshav elso. So clearly here the Rambam is not talking about Midos Ros, right? Midos Ros he's first introducing in Parag Zayin, that the Zachir Tshuva and Midos Ros also. Here he's talking again about what he talked about in Parag Aleph, kol mitzvah shevatar ben esev en los aseim ova adam al achus mehen. He's talking about doing tshuva for Maisa. And in this context, he's calling the pasuk Yazav Rosho Darko Vishavin Machshav Elso. And here, what it means is that Yazav Rosho Darko is presenting the yisod of Azivas Achet. He has to stop doing those actions. That the Derech here doesn't mean, again, in the sense of Deos. Maybe it means actions that he's done habitually. But it's clearly referring to actions, and Yishavin Machshav Elso is the source, again, not for tshuva on Deos Ros, but for the requirement that is part of tshuva yisirenu mimachshavto. That whether it means looking forward, a person should have no hava mina of chet. Not just I'm going to try hard, but you never know. It's a difficult thing to do. No, yisirenu mimachshavto, it's impossible. I'll never ever do it again. Well, maybe yisirenu mimachshavto means a person can't have some kind of nostalgia thinking back about the chait. That also is something that contradicts tshuva. Whatever the yisirenu mimachshavto means, but either way, that's the pshat in Yishavin Machshav Elso. So it's not a stira, just you have several examples of this in the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes the same pasuk in different places, and implicitly he's saying pshat differently in the pasuk. Here, there's another point here that I'm not sure about. Now, the Rambam says k'shem shetzach, line 3 here in the halacha, k'shem shetzach adam loshu me'elo kachu tzorach L'chapeis b'deos rosh yesh l'valosh mehen. So let's just first try to translate that line. Kachu tzach l'chapeis b'deos rosh yesh lo. So l'chapeis l'chore means to search, right? He has to search to identify what midos ra'os he has. The question is, by tshuva on maisim, on aver sheyesh behen maisim, is a person mechuyav also to be searching, or it's only if he's aware of chait? Does a person have to be reviewing every transaction he ever had, his performance on the job to see whether or not he was ever nichshal in Gezel? Well, no, if he's aware. He's aware of Gezel, he has to do tshuva. Now, it is true that in Perek He, which, again, so in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, I don't know if there's any indication that a person has to go looking for chet. No, shkiyas minestaros nakeni. There's no indication that a person has to be actively looking for chet. It's just that when he's aware of chet, he has to respond. Now, it is true what possibly muddies the waters here a little bit. If you take a look in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, the same halacha we referred to before, again, so the Rambam is presenting the yesod of Bechir Chavshus. Who should Yirmiyahu Omer, if you have, I'm sorry, it's Halacha Beis, Perek Hei Halacha Beis, take a look at what we'll say. Husha Yirmiyahu Omer, Mipi Elyon L'Seitzei HaRos V'HaTov, Kloma Eina Bore Gozer Al Ha'odam, Lo Lios Tov, Lo Lios Ra. Continue. V'Kevon Shekein Hu Nimtza Zeh HaChote Hu Hifzit Atzmo. Self-destructive. Chet is self-destructive. V'Lefichach Ro'i Lo Lifkos U'Lukonin Amasha Osa L'Nafsha U'Gumol Lo Mapikei Ro'a. Right, that's the punctuation in Ma'ayus Anir Adam Chai Gev Al Chatov is like Man Nova Hamokom Hazeh. It's not a question, it's an exclamation point, not question mark. Ma'ayus Anir Adam Chai Gev Al Chatov. V'chaza v'omar, ho u shusenu b'yodeinu. Umidatenu asinu kol haraos, ro'i lona lachso b'tshuva v'lazo v'sheinu, sh'harishus atu b'yadeinu, hu shakosav achrav nachbos l'dvachenu v'nachkor v'nashuva al Hashem. So he's quoting the pasuk, again, from Eicha, written by Yirmiyahu HaNavi, of nachbos l'dvachenu v'nachkor, and he's certainly not limiting it to tshuva on Deos Reos. So then maybe there is no diuk here, but the evidence is that it still seems that there is a diuk for the following reason. Because the context in which the Rambam quotes Nachbas Adrachenu Menachkori here is clearly where there's already a Yediya Sachet. And the Nachbas Adrachenu Menachkori maybe is how to do tshuva. How to do tshuva, right? Kabbalah L'Habah requires strategizing. It's all the resolve in the world. Well, resolve can be very strong, but if it's not accompanied by sort of strategizing how to be able to implement it, the chances of it succeeding often drop. So the Nachbas Adrachenu Menachkori here, Yitachen, is not to uncover chait, because in the sequence that the Rambam is describing, no, there is chait. Mipi elyon l'seitzei haraos v'hatov. The person sees the rose. He sees the rose that he did, and that's why ma'ayus onen adam chai ro'i lo livkos u'lekonen, and that's why he should do tshuva. So the nafus adachenu seems to be the chipus is to see how can I do tshuva. How can I strategize to make good on this Kabbalah. Masha and Ken over here, the Rambam does seem to be saying that Kishem Shetzarach Adam Loshuv Me Elu, so why don't you just say Kachu Tzarach Loshuv Mideos Roshi Yeshlo? You see the Loshuv of Rasai? He should have said Kishem Shetzarach Adam Loshuv Me Elu, Kachu Tzarach Loshuv Mideos Roshi Yeshlo. And the Rambam, he doesn't say that, right? He adds l'chapes b'deus roshi yeshlo. So Yitachen that the mashmos here is as follows: that there's a difference in the chi of tshuva on maisim as opposed to the chi of tshuva on midos. The chi of tshuva on maisim. So the chi of tshuva is when there's yediyah sachet. I'm aware of a chet of gezel, gneiva, v'chulu. So then that's mechayev in tshuva. But the chi of tshuva on Deos Ros is lechapes. It's not just if I'm aware of Ka'as, Eva, Kinna, Tachrus, or any of that list. No, but it's for the person to make the Chesed HaNefesh, and the Svar would be a Svar of Pshuta. Maisim, a person's not mechuyev if they're looking, because the maisim, they happen. They're there. They're in front of a person's eyes to provide him with the Yediyah Sachet. The midah, again, to the extent that it's, the midah is always something internal. It's not something that a person never, a person is shoved the kelim b'chamasa, so it's in front of him that he broke the kelim. But it requires the chippus for him then to connect the dots, that the reason he broke the kelim was b'chamasa, was because of his anger. V'chulu. So by definition, so often they can't and there won't be a Yediyah Sachet unless the person makes the Chesed HaNefesh. And Yitachin, that's what the Rambam is saying. That's why it's Keshem She'odah She'tzarech Odom not L'chapeis V'loshav Me'elu. No, when it comes to Maisim, the Yediyah Sachet is Mechayev. Masha'en came when it comes to Midos, is Kafu Tzarech L'chapeis. He has to actively be mechapes. Okay, we'll stop.